This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Joining us now on Thunder at the Fair is our very good friend, the magistrate of all that is magical. He is Drew Agner. Hey, Drew.
What does that even mean?
Nobody knows. That's what makes it so awesome.
All right.
You keep people on their toes. You are in charge of the magic, basically.
Okay.
I think you're in charge. I think you're in charge of the magic. It's magical for me whenever I get to talk to you on the radio or get to see you IRL, which is every Milwaukee Brewers home weekday game.
Yeah, well, we're not sitting in traffic.
Wow, well, that is the best. I should have just parked my car last Wednesday and just walked to the... I would have gotten there faster, I think.
Yeah, it was pretty ridiculous. That was... Took me an hour and 28 minutes to get from New Berlin to the ballpark.
Yeah.
That shouldn't happen.
Yeah. No,
I think more freeways.
I don't think building more freeways or tearing down the freeways. I just think a better entrance into the stadium, especially when you have 1,000 more buses than you planned for, needs to be figured out. Drew Wagner joining us. This is Thunder. I am Thunder at the Fair, I think. Are the Brewers ever going to lose again?
Doesn't seem likely, does it?
I can't foresee it. Yeah.
Every time you think, okay, this has to run out, they just come up with another way. The 44-16 over their last 60, is that what it is?
Greatest 60-game stretch in the history of the Milwaukee Brewers.
I looked it up yesterday. They lost the opener at Wrigley on the 17th. The fall to 39-35, and they're 30-9 since.
30-9.
That is
that's
incredible
crazy.
Run of baseball. And they flipped that division. They fell 6.5 games back after that loss at Wrigley, and now they're 4 games up. I mean, it's a 10.5 game swing in about a 50-day stretch is incredible.
When they were 20, since they were 21-25, they are 48-19.
Yep,
it's like every number, yeah, every number, every stat, every record you throw out since their rough start, and it wasn't even like a horrible start; it just wasn't a good start. I mean, 21-25 isn't the sky is falling start. It's a slow start, and it's a little bit longer than you would have wanted it to be, but clearly it's not an end-of-the-world start because we're here today on August 6th, and they are 25 games over 500. Drew, the Brewers are 25 over 500.
And you know, I keep hearing people talking about the different nerd stats, the barrel rate and the hard hit and this, that, and the other thing. And you're trying to find all this stuff to
they're doing it with Locke. It's only Locke.
Success. And I'm like, you know what? The only stats that matter are 69-44 plus 4.5. That's it. That's all that matters right now. And whatever's happened in the past postseason, that doesn't matter either, because it's not the postseason yet, and those are different teams. Like right now, the Brewers have the best record in baseball. That's the only stat that matters. And that is nothing short of incredible.
I couldn't agree more. Drew Wagner joining us, Thunder at the Fair on the Fan, 1250 AM, 105.7 FM. The question I've been asking today, Drew, is should we have an element of concern for Freddie Peralta? And I phrase this as, if Freddie Peralta is the ace of this staff, he has struggled a bit since the All-Star break. He's gone 5-5, 4-5 innings in his four starts. His ERA has gone from 2.66 to 3.03. Is there any element of concern for Freddie Peralta?
It's hard to say concern, because this is kind of what you've come to expect from Freddie Peralta. I mean, it wasn't like he was, you know, working deep into games before the All-Star break. I mean, six innings was about the max that you got from him. And that was on fairly rare occasion.
It was, but he was getting to six every so often.
Yeah, and that's just the thing. Freddie has never been that worked deep into games guy. And I've talked about this with Tommy. You know, you keep calling him the ace and ace and ace because he's been here the longest and he's got good numbers. Listen, your ace is the guy that not only when he takes the mound, you know you're going to win and end the losing streak and all that stuff. He's the guy that gives your bullpen a day off. And Freddie doesn't do that.
Quinn Priester.
You need more out of your quote-unquote ace. Freddie's a great pitcher, but his efficiency has always been, you know, one of his biggest downfalls. You need that guy to be more efficient, to get deeper into games. Still a very good pitcher, and not a knock on him. It's just you need more out of him.
So my next question was, after talking about Freddie Peralta, if we need to talk about this conversation about ace, and does this team need an ace? Does this team have an ace? If you took the names off of the jerseys and you told me that Quinn Priester was your ace and Woody, since he's been back, has been your number two and Freddie's your three, I think we all feel a lot better about the way Freddie's pitching if he's quote-unquote our number three. And based on performance, that's kind of where he is right now, isn't he?
Yeah, you're pretty accurate there. I was thinking last night, like, you know, let's say the playoffs started today. Who's your starting rotation for a short series?
Can Quinn Priester start? So I just had Bart Winkler on, and he and I asked that question. Like, can Quinn Priester start game one of a playoff series?
I mean, if you're looking at a three-man rotation for a short series right now, Priester, Woodruff, Mizorowski, and maybe leave Freddie out for you know, that's the tough thing. Like, if you're looking at your three best starters right now, it's hard to say that Freddie is that guy, that number one guy.
Or is there a thought to it's Priester, Woodruff, and Peralta, and whether whatever order they pitch in, If Woodruff can only pitch five, or if he pitches six or seven the next day, if Peralta can only pitch five, you've got Mizorowski in the bullpen to go four following them. I know some people talked about, I know Tom the Painter brought up that idea of like doing that in the regular season. Like having just Woody, for every start that Woody has, Woody goes five, Mizorowski goes four, you just put those two out there and you're done. And that's nice and that's cute and that doesn't really work in the regular season. But in the playoffs, in a short series, that actually is something that you could accomplish if it can.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Came to that point.
Yeah, it might be something that they look at. You're right, though. You can't do that in the regular season. You can't carry a guy like that and be a man down in your bullpen, because if something happens, then you're burning that whole bullpen.
Right.
It just doesn't work. The piggyback approach doesn't work with the big league roster limitations.
No, it can work in the short term in the playoffs, but it can't work, even in the short term over the course of a 162-game season. Drew Wagner joining us here on Thunder at the Fair. Freddie gets the win last night. I mean, he's 13-5, and his ERA is still 3.03. Quintana's on the mound tonight. And Quintana, has been pretty steady. He's got a 3.5 ERA. Do you think they've gotten out of Quintana what they wanted? Do you think they've gotten more than they expected? And do you think, even at 36, do you think he has a little, he's been another guy who's gone 5 1/3, 6, 6, 5, 5. Do you think he might have a little more to give?
I think they've gotten what they expected out of him. Remember, he was signed at a time where the Brewers were desperate for starting candidates because so many guys were injured.
Yep.
So they got what they wanted out of him. They got stability. They got consistency out of him. I don't think they were expecting to have the surplus, the bumper crop of starting pitching that they have now. Where he fits is kind of the big question. And does he have more to give is kind of the big question. Listen, at 36, we know who Jose Quintana is. You look at his track record, he hasn't been a deep into games guy in quite some time. Can he get more? Maybe. Is there more in the tank? Maybe. But I think he is what he is. And that's a guy that's going to go out there and give you five, maybe five plus with a handful of runs and let your offense and defense do the rest.
Yeah, Drew Wagner joining us here, Thunder at the Fair. I agree about Quintana. We talked a lot about Mizorowski and that, if it was the playoffs or if he needed to pitch, he probably could have stayed pitching. But not just he does have a bruise, but also to manage his innings and all those sorts of things. Do you think he goes right back into the starting rotation when he gets back? Do you think they work him out of the bullpen at all? And where do you think, long-term this season and this season only, but into September and late September, where do you think his best spot is?
It's hard to say. Trying to think of when he comes back. If he's back in time for that Cubs series, they're going to need an extra starter there because of the doubleheader, the 5 and 4. And it's a pretty long stretch without a day off. So I think you're going to see him in the starting rotation when he comes back, at least for a start or two. And then I think they kind of reevaluate it. Plus, it gets a little easier in September because you get to add a couple extra guys to the roster. Like, there's going to be ways where they can shade him a bit once he comes back. Where he fits in yet, what they're going to do with him, that remains to be seen. I think they give him at least a couple of starts after he comes back.
We've talked a lot about the pitching. Isaac Collins, Rookie of the Month in July, and then he hits a 3-run homer in a 3-1 game. Last night he has a triple and a 2-run single. I have to imagine, has vastly overachieved the expectations for him coming into the season. Is this just pure surprise? Is this just pure shock on the impact and the success that Isaac Collins has found at the major league level?
I mean, there were things that they liked about him. They knew that he had really elite ball strike recognition. I think what's surprising about him is just how well he's adapted to left field, to the outfield, because the guy was primarily an infielder. He got moved out to the outfield in spring training, and early on, it did not look very good. He did not look even capable out there in the very beginning. But he has come on and played such a good defensive left field. I think that more than anything is the biggest surprise. The Brewers knew that he could be a contributor offensively. Did they know to this extent? I don't think anybody did. I think the biggest surprise is his performance in left field.
So with that said, do you think his future is in left field? Do you think there's, you know, an opportunity that, you know, I think some people would say, even with Ortiz playing better recently, is their best infield Collins at third, Durbin at second, Terang at short, long term, not this season, of course. What is Collins' future, or do you think left field is where he sits?
I think he stays in the outfield. I think we keep talking about moving Terang to shortstop, and I don't see it happening. The guy has established himself as the best second baseman in the National League, maybe all of baseball. They gave it a shot there in spring training. The shoulder didn't really hold up. I think second base is where Bryce Terang is going to stay for the long term.
Nice.
Especially because you have Cooper Pratt knocking
right
on the door.
That is a good point as well. So tonight's the last game against the Braves. The Brewers then have a day off, and the Mets come to town. The Mets have lost three in a row. They're 3-7 in their last 10. Before they had this losing streak, I would have asked you, you know, you've beaten up on the Nationals, you've beaten up on the Braves, but now, you know, the New York Mets, who are 63-51, they're a real baseball team. They're not a Triple-A team like Washington and this version of the Atlanta Braves are. Is it almost been too easy against Washington and Atlanta? And do you think the Mets will be a good test as I think we're already ready to turn our attention to 12 days from now when that five-game series in Chicago starts?
I mean, the Mets will be a good test, but you got to remember, the Brewers are a good team, regardless of who they've been playing. I mean, they're a pretty damn good baseball team.
Yep.
You look at the pitching probables for this weekend, there's going to be some good matchups. Priester going in game one. Listen, we can talk about this all we want. At the end of the day, you play the teams that are on the schedule.
Yes.
The Brewers have held their own against good baseball teams. Look at their record of teams above 500. They're 9-0 against the Dodgers and Phillies. They're 4-4 against the Cubs. You know, this whole thing that the Brewers have just beat up on bad teams is a little played out, because when they played the good teams, they beat them too.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch. And just real quick before we let you go, Logan Henderson gets called up when they put Miz on the disabled list. I know he didn't quite get through five, but he pitched well. He put them in a position to win. Is Logan Henderson a guy who could end up with Shelby Miller helping out the bullpen into September at all?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that's part of the reason the Brewers weren't as aggressive at the trade deadline in going out and seeking relief help. The prospect price for relief help was pretty high. I mean, yep, we saw some of the names that were bandied about. I think the Brewers looked at it and said, okay, instead of giving up our young guys, why don't we use some of those young guys in relief roles down the stretch, give our bullpen a blow, have some pretty good pitchers in there, and preserve that depth going into next season. So, yeah, I definitely think that you could see the likes of Henderson, maybe the likes of Miz, maybe Chad Patrick, all those guys getting looks out of the bullpen down the stretch as a way to give some of their main guys a little bit of a breather.
Drew, are you a cream puff guy?
I am not.
Same.
I am not. I worked at Fair for 10 years, and every morning I'd walk into my office, there was a giant stack of them sitting in a conference room, and I avoided them. The brownies, that's where it's at. The cookies, that's where it's at. But I'm not a cream puff guy.
No, we are 100% on the same page with that, and I appreciate that. And that's what I appreciate about you, Drew, is call it like it is. And if you, and for those of you who like cream puffs, that's great. go ahead and eat them because I'm not going to. And Drew's not going to. So, Drew, thank you so much for your flexibility and jumping on today. I know it's your normal day off from the radio, but we have some special programming today. So I appreciate you jumping on, my friend.
Anytime, Mitchell. We'll talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.